So I guess it's my turn. So first off, I think I'm going to want a few volunteers up here on the stage from some of the kids. Do I have any that wants to come up? Blair? Maybe. All right, I see one hand. Austin, how about you? You want to come up, buddy? Yeah, come on up. So, we're going to be carpenters today. And we're going to do a few different projects. What do you guys say? Does that sound pretty good? Austin, I see you down there all the time in your backyard, and you're always pounding on a nail or something like that. So you might be pretty good at this. All right. You want to go first? All right. First off is... You want to go first? All right. First off, I want you to pound in that nail. It's pretty hard, isn't it? How about with a hammer? That might work a little better. There we go. That pounded it right home. All right. Yeah. Want to go next? No? All right. I want you to put in that screw. That poor screwdriver couldn't do the first job. Let's see if I can do the second one. It doesn't fit, does it?
No.
Man, if only we had something different, like another screwdriver. See if this one fits. Hey, look at that. And then you can do the job. All right. Last one. I'm going to need some safety on this one. Do we have somebody that wants to put on some safety gear?
Also, Mia,
you don't have to if you don't want to. You want to? All right. Come on up. I still need you for another part. All right. I want you to put on those boots, put on those gloves. Here's something else. You never know what's in the air, so and cover up those eyes. All right. Yeah. Hey, look at that. So, we got one more task that I think we want to do. I have a little piece of cardboard here, and I want you to cut it.
Okay.
Now you got to be careful.
Oh, there's no blade in here.
What's the... You can't cut it because there's no blade. All right. You might not get through that because, I mean, it just... It's so rounded. All right. I got one more thing, and I need all your guys' help for this one. I need somebody to tell me what this tool is.
Knife.
It's not a knife. Nobody knows what it is? It's got something here, it kind of pushes in, you know? Not a stapler. Does anybody know what it is? Close. It's a crimper for a coax cable. So you can do all that stuff. I know, right? Something you would use every day. All right, that's all I need you guys' help for. If you guys want to go back down. Thank you very much for your help. Give these guys a round of applause. So first off, I want to tell you guys a story. And this story is a story of a dog. And this dog, for his entire life, I just dropped everything, that's okay. For this dog, he wanted his entire life to be able to climb a tree. All of his friends were these monkeys, and they were always climbing around, eating bananas, having a great time in the trees. And this dog wanted more than anything to be able to climb that tree and hang out with his friends up in the tree. And he tried, and he tried, and he tried, but he could never get up in the tree. If he got to the first branch, he didn't know what to do with himself once he got up there, and he'd fall off. So he'd go through his entire life thinking, man, I can't do anything. Like, I just can't get through life, and I'm no good at anything because I can't climb that tree. But in all reality, he's like this screwdriver. And he can't pound in that nail, and if he does, it's really hard. And he's going to think he's no good because that screwdriver just can't get in that nail as good as a hammer can. And I'm talking about spiritual gifts here this morning. And spiritual gifts are gifts that are given to us by God so that we can do certain tasks that are put in front of us. The main product of these aren't actually to finish the task, but it's to be able to glorify God through these tasks that we're doing. And that's the main product of what these spiritual gifts are. So, that poor screwdriver was struggling and struggling to pound that nail in because he wasn't supposed to do that job. And we can do the same thing with spiritual gifts. We can see something put in front of us that looks so good. We say, I want to do that. And we'll try and we'll try and we just can't do it. And we get discouraged and we get fed up and we give up. And we think, I'm no good. But in all reality, it's not that we're no good. It's that we're trying to do the wrong task. So then, this poor screwdriver goes to the next job and he thinks, oh, I'll be able to do the next one. It's a screw. I'm a screwdriver. I'll be able to put it in. But the problem is, even if it's the same category, you have specific skills to be able to do certain things in that category. And for this, I think of people in children's and youth ministry. They try and they try to do things, but people may put them into the wrong. They think they're in children's ministry, so they can do all of it. But in all reality, there could be 7 different volunteers that come out to children's ministry, and each one of them has a specific set of skills to allow them to reach people that other people can't reach. And this is important to remember because even though they're put into that, they may not be able to do it, and we need to remember not to get fed up because there is a reason for you to have the specific skills that you have. Like I said, you can reach people that other people can't reach. I think of Up To You youth group. I run one up in Amherst, and there's people that Jared can reach that I can't reach. And there's also people that we bring in from school that can reach other people that me and Jared can't reach either. It's all about the skills and the gifts that God has given us to be able to reach these people and to see in their lives and to change their lives. And that's why we are seen as a body of Christ. Because we're not supposed to do this alone. We're supposed to do it all together as one body.
Oh dear.
So, like in this clip, these guys all work together to be able to do a certain job, a certain purpose. None of them stood out. None of them was what I would call the leader. We don't know which one of them was talking. But yet they all work together to do the certain job that was at hand. And that's important because that's the same thing that we need to do as the body of Christ. We need to work together to be the one body. And 1 Corinthians 12, it says, yes, the body has many different parts, not just one. If a foot says, I am not a part of the body because I am not a hand, that does not make it any less of a body part. And if the ear says, I am not a part of the body because I am not an eye, would that make it any less of a body part? If the whole body were an eye, how would it hear? And if the whole body were an ear, how would it smell anything? But our bodies have many parts, and God has put each part just where he wants it. How strange a body would be if it only had one part. Yes, there are many parts, but only one body. The eye can never say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head can never say to the feet, I don't need you. This is important to remember because we need to work together. We need to follow what it is that God's put in front of us and work together to complete the goals that are put in front of us. If one of those fish were to try to do their own thing instead of following what it was that he was supposed to do, it would have been somewhat of a disaster. You would just see one fish kind of swimming in circles, doing its own thing, when the rest of them was all forming an octopus or clam, you know, depends on who you are. But anyway, next thing I want to get to is the knife. See, with the knife, it looked really good on the outside. Like, I mean, it looks like a knife. Should cut like a knife. It doesn't seem like it has anything wrong on the outside. But there's nothing on the inside. There was nothing there that was able to do anything because it was just a shell. And the same can go with us with spiritual gifts. You can look like a really good Christian. You can come to church every week. You can go to Bible study. You can say that you pray every day, but it all comes down to what's on the inside. If there's nothing on the inside, then there's nothing there to be able to complete the task that's in front of us. And then we have that unique tool. I'm not going to lie to you, that unique tool, that crimper for the coax, we'd use it probably once every few months. It's not something that's used every single day. But that doesn't make it any less important than a tool that you reach for 50 times a day. Same with spiritual gifts. Your spiritual gift isn't always going to be something that's full-time ministry. It's not always going to be something that you use every single day. But it doesn't make it any less important than somebody up being a pastor or somebody out in the missions field. What God's given you for gifts is important. And it's important that you use those gifts. And also, with spiritual gifts, we always think that it's got to be something in the church. It's always got to be something that you come to the church and you do in the church, and that's what classifies it as a spiritual gift. But there are so many things that can be a spiritual gift. If you're a carpenter, if you make a good chair and you use that to glorify God, then that can be classified as a spiritual gift. Whatever God's gifted you with, it doesn't have to be something in the church. If you're a good hostess, if you like to have people in your house and you like to make people feel happy, you can witness to people through that. The same with anything else. If you make good food, if you do whatever. It's if we use that to glorify God that really makes the difference. And you may be asking, well, how do I find out what my spiritual gift is? Like, I don't know. Sometimes you can look and you can look, but you just can't seem to find anything that you could say I'm gifted for. And it does say that you should go to God. That you should go to God to find these spiritual gifts. But it also says that you need to tell each other what your gifts are. Because there may be somebody that you hear singing behind you that has a beautiful singing voice, but they may never know how good of a singer they are. Or you may see somebody that's really good with kids, but they have no idea that they're gifted for that. So we need to help each other out, and we need to be there for each other to show them what gifts they have, because they might not see it themselves. And the next thing is the tool bag. And the tool bag is the church. We need something to make sure that all the tools are in one place. That we don't lose a tool. That we don't leave a certain job and leave people stranded behind. If we have a church, we have somewhere that they can all come together and be together. It's harder to lose people. And it can also keep your tools in better shape. And that's another thing. When the job comes, will you be ready for the job at hand? Will you be a dull knife? Will you be a rusty screwdriver? Because even though whether you used every day or whether you used 6 months, there's going to be a time where you're going to need to be used. And are you ready for that? And with the tool bag, unlike a bunch of inanimate objects that just sit there in a bag, we can encourage each other. We can be there for each other. We can help each other through different struggles and make sure that we're each in good condition. There's this like kids show that I remember watching. It was like Handy Manny, and there were all these tools that had the face and they talked to each other. That's pretty much what we're like. We're these tools, but we can talk to each other. We can interact with each other, help each other out, because there's going to be times when we're going to forget a tool, and that tool is just going to be sitting behind, and we need to make sure that we don't leave that tool behind. There's a parable of the lost sheep and the lost coin that stick out to me, and we need to make sure that we don't leave that sheep or that coin behind. We need to go out and we need to search and make sure that no tool or no coin gets left behind. And for me, for going through high school and stuff, I chased what was the better paycheck. I didn't chase what God had for me. I could tell right from high school that he wanted me to go into youth ministry, but I thought that doesn't have a good enough paycheck for me. So I went into electrical and I tried it. I was good at it. I enjoyed it, but there was always something missing. There was something that just didn't seem right, and it didn't seem like I was doing what I was meant to do. And it wasn't until I went to Crandall to show so Jared could see the school that God really tugged at me and said, you can't leave this school before you sign up, because this is where I want you to be and this is where you're going to have your impact. And ever since then, God has blessed me so much. I'm not just saying like that everything's great, but to be able to work in teens' lives and to be able to follow what it is that God has for me. I've seen lives change of teens that are in my youth group, and that's worth more than any money that I could see in front of me. There's teens that come and they're going through hard times at home. They're broken inside, and we can help them through that, and we can see them to the other side, and that is so important. And that's one thing is, if you guys have spiritual gifts, and this is the one thing that I really want you guys to take away from this, is to find out what it is that God has gifted you with and to use it to glorify God, because he's gifted you guys for a reason. You may not know the reason right now. You may not know why it is that God's gifted you, or you may not even know what he's gifted you for, but find that reason and find that spiritual gift, because God's gifted you and you can reach people that nobody else can reach. And for every person that's reached, that's a live change. And that's one more person that's going to be with us in heaven. So I just want to leave you guys with one piece of scripture as we end. 1 Corinthians 12:4-6. There are many different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of them all. There are different kinds of service, but we serve the same Lord. God works in different ways, but it's the same God who does the work in all of us.